So I want to talk about focus for a second, right? I want to talk about what it really takes. And I think, I'm a person that listens to podcasts. I'm a person that continuously learns and tries to progress every single day. If you've listened to every, anything that I've said in my previous podcast, you would see that, every day is a feed forward. Every day is a step forward each and every day, whether it be a small step or a large step. Whatever the case may be, moving forward is the token, right? Moving forward is the ticket to where how you're going to better yourself as a person and in business or in anything that you're doing. If you're trying to be a better father, if you're trying to be a better mother, if you're trying to be the CEO of your business, if you're trying to build a business, if you're trying to, learn new different things as far as like, say you want to be the best or whatever you're doing, like you could be the best at, I think Steve Harvey said it best, you could be the best at frying chicken, but at the same time, when it comes to doing that, you have to be the best, and you owe it to yourself to be the best version of yourself, right? Now, let's also keep in mind that we all have days, and I know myself, I'm weak. I often don't eat right. I often don't sleep like I should. I often, feel tired, and I often, don't make the proper decisions. I often, am not the perfect example of what should be done. But what I do is I take that and I make that a point to feed forward each and every day to make myself better, right? So what I mean by this is, you're defined, like you can take often your strengths are your biggest weaknesses, right? So, and that's what you focus on, is if you focus on your weaknesses, that's what becomes your strength, right? That's becomes your strength. Literally, and I'll explain this just in health alone, right? Just in health alone over the past few years, right? Now, at age probably 32, I don't know, I probably weighed 200 pounds. I'm just gonna say that. Well, 31, 32. I weighed about 200 pounds. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot for a person, but for a person that's 5'9", that's a lot, right? That's a lot. So, I mean, if you were to calculate that and get in Google right now and find that out, but whatever the case may be. So, I started focusing on looking at how I could better my health, right? And how I could better my, doing things and doing, different things as far as that goes. Now, every single day it got better. Like every single day I was researching a different little way. I would think about it a different, I would, watch YouTube, whether it be a YouTube video, whether it be something I was reading, whether it be an app I got. Actually, recently, not to plug anybody, but recently I started, I have the ThinX app, which is Chris Heria, right? And often, and I'm a person that, does, it's just kind of weird because, obviously you may be listening to this podcast looking for inspiration or looking for, some kind of marketing thing or some of what, but this is, again, a very versatile thing that, and something that you need to understand that, taking the point that I'm getting at is taking your weakness and making it your strength. So how did I do that as far as, so you fast forward at age 39, where I'm about to turn 40 in a couple months. So now I weigh on average and have been for the past, I don't know, roughly year and a half, on average around about 160, 175, depending upon, how I'm eating and doing this and that every day. But it's a, there's a focus, it's a conscious focus on what I know to do. And I've learned to eat certain things that even I enjoy more than what I used to enjoy, because there are good foods that you can eat and make yourself better, right? I mean, it's as simple as that. You just have to find them. You have to go and get them. You have to learn what your body wants, what your body likes, what you again, but this is not to break down to a health topic as much as it is learning that. But so I took a weakness that I had and I focused it into a strength, right? So at age pushing, again, 40, I'm coming on 40, I'm the strongest I've ever been in my life. Like, literally, I can do as many pull-ups as I want to. I can do, you know, if you have never seen somebody do an L-sit, it's basically when you hold yourself up on a pull-up bar and you pull your legs up and you sit. It's basically like you hold yourself in a lateral position as long as you can, like you're almost sitting. So you basically raise your legs and you sit there, you know, however long you can hold it. You know, I can do that. But then there's a more advanced version where you're just sitting flat on the floor in the natural L-sit position and you hold yourself up. You push yourself up with your arms and you hold yourself up, and that builds your core, right? So what I've learned throughout time is it's not necessarily going to the gym and lifting weights and being this big, you know, that's great for some people. You know, they have different physiques, but obviously I am not that guy. I'm not going to be that guy. I knew that, right? You have to know your body type. You have to know your limitations in some things and define it and make it yours, right? So the moral of the story I'm getting at is making something yours, taking a weakness and making it yours and making it better, the best it can be for you, so that you can use it in the very, like, the and make it where you're a better person in that aspect, right? So then you can focus on something else and grow from there, right? So again, so when this, you know, all rolls down to, you know, it's not necessarily what I've learned from not necessarily weight training or nothing like that. It's actually, you know, just doing calisthenics and stuff at the house. You know, working around and at a time where I may feel like, hey, I feel lazy, then I go do it anyway. Discipline, having the discipline to do it anyway, will keep you moving forward each and every time, right? Again, doesn't matter what the goal is, it's having the discipline to go through the task. Go through the task, right? If your task is, your task could be to like a write a blog or something like that. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know, I really don't feel it today. I really don't feel like doing it today. I really don't, it's not my thing. Then you owe it to yourself at least to start for 15 minutes. Just start writing for 15 minutes. It doesn't even matter. Just, you know, whatever the topic is, just start thinking about it, write it down on a piece of paper, write it down, you know, get open your computer, do 15 minutes. And I guarantee that 15 minutes will turn into 30. It's a natural progression. Our brains start thinking, and use it. Do this in the best time of your day. Do not wait till the end of the day to do it. Like what I learned from health alone, just from me losing weight and me, you know, getting in better shape and doing everything that I've done, I wake up at 4 a.m. Now, again, I'm not recommending you do that, but this is what I do. I'm going to explain my situation. I wake up at 4 a.m. You know, I don't have to do anything till later in the day, but I wake up at 4 a.m. and there's an hour and a half that I dedicate to myself. I drink 2 liters of water during that time. Yes, 2 liters of water, and not just any water. I actually drink a pH water of 9.5 at least, so that I get my body alkaline. And I understand the alkalinity of that, but I'm doing this to hydrate my body in the morning to wake my body up, right? Then I'll do different versions of like exercise. First I stretch, then I go through, and then I'll go through and maybe one day I'll do push-ups, variation of push-ups, or maybe one day I'll do I got like 40-pound dumbbell weights. I'll do something, you know, like for legs and stuff like that, or maybe one day I'll do something for core. Again, that goes back to, you would be absolutely surprised at 15 minutes of doing an exercise properly, how much that will raise. Like, you will literally break a sweat and then go in. I mean, you will raise your blood starts pumping and everything. I mean, you really get to the going, and that really, so what that's done is that's focused and turned my mornings into the best times that I can possibly do, as far as thinking, as far as acting, as far as doing anything that I'm doing. It turned that time, and that wasn't even the goal. It was something that came from what I was trying to achieve, right? So there was something that was basically, you know, something that it was like a little caveat to say, hey, this is an added bonus being that you're trying to better yourself. Oh, by the way, you're going to start thinking better. Oh, by the way, you're going to start acting better. You're going to make better decisions. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to have better confidence, right? It really rolls down to the things. And I talk about this in health wise because this is my example of a time, again, when I started this conversation. I told you I am weak. I don't eat right. I don't sleep right all the time. I don't do all these things, everything that I need to do every single time, but I try. I make sure that I put focus in making that my effort, right? I know where my weakness is. I know what I'm not doing. I know what I should be doing. And I then focus on doing that. I make that my goal. Because again, taking your weakness and making it your strength, right? We often forget that. We often forget that. And it's just a little bit. Now, this is completely separate of another topic that I talk about, again, about, you know, fighting the trivial many and working on the vital few. This is part of that, right? This is just part of my day. If I get up at 4 a.m. and I do my exercises and I get my body going and I start thinking better, no matter how my day goes, nobody can take that from me. Nobody. That's my time that I have to myself to better myself so I feel better about my day and I go about it again. And like I say, it just makes you feel so much better about what you're doing. But again, that's my time. It's nobody else's, right? They can't take that from me. Later on in the day, I could be having a bad day, but you still cannot take that time I had. Again, you can't take that time, right? So from 4:30 to whatever, 5:30 or to 6 o'clock, whatever the case may be, you can't take that time. So I start my day off with a positive demeanor. I go through and I feel good about myself. So the next time I may go about seeing somebody, talk to somebody, or maybe there's a bunch of things that I need to handle that morning, I'm just going to go ahead and focus and knock those things out one by one. I'm just going to go ahead and say it's a great day. I don't have any problems. Then I just literally start laser focusing on something that is like making my business better or making what I'm at my effort is at that day or my goal is that is on my list of things to do, my top five priorities that we talked about before in other podcasts. I start knocking those out. So this is, again, the productivity and the thought pattern and the move forward and a different way to go about thinking about making yourself, you know, being that better person. It takes a lot of effort. Don't get me wrong. It takes effort. But you owe it to yourself. If you have the discipline, what you call self-love, if you have the discipline, you will follow through. And you, like I say, you can't go off of just willpower alone. Willpower alone will definitely stop. You'll come into a point in time where you're like, it just doesn't work, right? And you may win for a little while, but eventually you're going to give in. But discipline, a learned routine that you say, this is me. No matter what, I don't care what happens, this is what I do. I don't miss a single day of doing this task, and I have it in the past 3 years. And life has gotten tremendously better for me. Not only do I feel better, not only do I weigh better, not only do I feel, you know, healthier, but I think more. I get more, I'm more productive. I get things done. I can literally talk like right now in this podcast. This is all off the cuff. None of this is straight off the top of my head because I live it. I don't have to write it down. I don't have to do anything. This is all, like I say, I can literally just turn on the microphone, talk about what I am going through at this point in time, maybe something that would help somebody else open up their eyes on some way they can benefit from what my experience was. Maybe this will open your eyes to say, hey, I can do something like that. And I'm not saying that I went full-fledged into culture shock of doing this. I inch my way in. There's a way you do it a little bit at a time. Gradually get into it. You're not going to be that full-fledged person right off the bat. Like, we all have this quick reaction when we want to be what we want. Like, we find something out, we're like, all of a sudden, we have to be that. Well, guess what? That's not going to happen. You have to put in the effort. You have to work hard at what you're doing. And the more you build up that, just like out, you know, you think about it like a muscle. You could be talking about your brain. You could be talking about your physical demeanor. But think about it as a muscle. It starts out weak. You work at it every single day. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. That's the way it does, right? That's what happens. That's the growth of it, right? They talk about it is no pain, no gain. It could be the pain of you know, you worrying about whatever. It takes the worry off of things when you start, literally, you just start tackling things and you start saying, okay, well, I'm going to prioritize what I'm doing. I'm going to get things done one by one. I'm going to get things done. And look, I will promise you, if there's a day that goes by that I do not feel like I've accomplished my goal for that day, I am so hard on myself that nobody in this world could tell me any different. Nobody in this world could tell me or be any harder on me for not achieving. It could be the simplest of tasks or the hardest of tasks. If I had my goal set on that one thing, if I did not achieve that task, there is nothing, I can guarantee you, nobody in this world that can be harder on myself than me. It's because I know that I am fully capable of doing that task. And why did not get that task done means I need to focus on making that point of what I was doing better, right? That makes it strikes in my head and says, okay, tomorrow, that's getting done. I don't care what happens. That is getting done. It's that type of mentality. Again, we've talked about this metaphor before. It's like building a wall. If I told you to build a wall, you would be like, I don't know how to build a wall. I can't. I've never built a wall. But if I told you to take a brick and go lay the brick the best you can lay that brick, the best way it can possibly be laid, one brick today, that's it. Let's just lay the brick. One, that's it. The best way it can possibly be laid. Do the same thing tomorrow. Keep going. 30 days later, 30 days, and you keep going like 2-3 months, you have a wall. You literally have. And then if every brick is put on that wall as perfect as it can, because you're going to get better each and every day, then by the time you get done, I guarantee you, your wall will look better than 90% of people that just said, I can build a wall and I'm going to do it really quick. Because guess what? You took the time. You went piece by piece. You made yourself better. You learned as you progressed. And that metaphor alone can make you think about these big like tasks that you think that are not accomplishable. You can literally break them down and say, oh, okay, I do this piece by piece by piece by piece. When I was, a lot of people know my background is electrical engineer. And again, through the 18 years of doing that, the way that I used to look at machines, I would look at these big machines, and I would be like, so many people walk up to them and get overwhelmed because it's this big machine and all this stuff's like literally paper machines running 60 miles an hour. And then you can walk up to it and you think about it. It's just this component, this component, this component, this component. All of these are small components if you look at them singular, and they put them all together and they work together in uniform to make something happen. It's the same thought pattern. It's the same thing. You break down something. You have the ability to break down a task into minute things to just say, look, this is a small portion of what needs to happen, right? So this is a small thing. I get that done. I learn about that. Then that's done. Then I get the next thing done. I learn about that. I get that done. It's done. And then now I have two. These two start working together. That's done. Okay, so now I need to work on the third thing. Okay, by the third thing, I'm learning that. I'm getting that. Okay. Oh, yep, that's done. So now I'm going to tie all these three things together. I just made all this stuff happen. I'm accomplishing stuff. I didn't think I could once do it. Oh, but I am. Because again, it's moving forward, right? It's taking the time and moving forward each and every day. So take your weaknesses and make them your strengths. Continue to grow. And as I always say, learn, implement, and succeed. That's the simplest terms. You learn from what you do. You implement to see what you implement it to see what you can build on and learn from it. You might not succeed from it. The succeed part is not the success of it. The succeed part of it, that word, many people misconstrue as success immediately. It's taking action. When you take action, you are succeeding because you're doing something that somebody else didn't have the effort to do. And when you take that action, you will continuously do that. Then you will learn, you will implement, and you will succeed in what you do. So with all that said, see you guys on the very next one.